407-278-5939. And we've got Joy from New Jersey. Hey, Joy, are you from? Are you near Scotch Plains by any chance?
Oh, I'm not too far from it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, come on. He's a good guy.
Oh, come on. That's why the whole state smells. It's because of Mongello. It just emanates from him.
Smell.
It's okay. I'm originally from New York, so I really like... I'm only here temporarily, I keep saying.
Temporary exile.
40, 50 years, top. Let's let me back in.
I work in New York, though. I go to work every day in New York, so... But I'm calling you about two things unrelated. The first thing is the magic meets. Is anything go on Friday night? Because we have reservations at the hotel for Friday night, but there might be a problem with my husband getting time off and might not be able to make it Friday night. And I was wondering if there's, like, are we going to be missing things?
There's nothing official scheduled for Friday night. Last year, Friday night wasn't – Saturday night there's a lot going on. That's where the real fun is. I'll tell you that much, Joy. Friday night, a lot of the guys, we usually go out to dinner, and then we have to go set up, help start setting up in the room for the next day. So there's nothing official going on. Although we're around, are you staying in the hotel?
Yeah, we're staying in the hotel.
You'll be seeing us all around. I'm sure there'll be something going on. There's a lot of people there, and they're all there for one thing. So there should be. I mean, there's nothing official going on. It should be a lot of fun. Saturday night will be the most fun. I'll tell you that much.
That's right. It'll be me and Scopa.
It's a G-rated show. But, you know.
So, right. Everyone's staying Saturday night, right?
Yes.
Cool. I'm there Saturday night, too, as well.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun, Len. I got one word for you, Len. Two words for you. Jose Cuervo.
Exactly. Tequila is my weakness. Have we talked about that on the show?
Oh, yeah. It's well known.
Darcy, that's right.
Yeah, Darcy asked me to take photos when you visit Mr. Cuervo.
We'll see.
All right. Do you have any other questions, Joy?
Yeah, I do have another one. Is it possible, we just bought a smoker. Is it possible to purchase those Toluca turkey legs someplace that we could smoke? Or is there a recipe you know I could get on how to smoke those turkey legs?
Sounds like a Mike Newell question. Although he's been researching... Dole Whip more than anything in the past couple months. He's trying to corner the market on it in the Northeast.
No idea on the turkey.
You can order it. I just ordered that from Hawaii. I got a package last week. It works out great.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Okay. I was really impressed with it. It was like weird sitting in the living room eating the Dole Whip, but
they do either a brine or like a salt injection into the turkey legs, as well as the smoking. I bet you if you do a quick search on Google, like Disney smoked turkey leg and recipe, and you might actually turn up something useful there.
Okay, I thought maybe you guys would know, but you know.
If you do try that, let me know how it works. You could probably order the turkey legs though from like a Whole Foods or a specialty retailer in your area, a specialty grocer.
Okay, so I can purchase like those large lakes someplace then. But they're not going to
I bet you could.
All right, maybe I'll just try it.
Yeah,
because I tried it on Google, but maybe if I just put smoked turkey legs, I'll find something else. Because I was putting Toluca, maybe that's just the name for Disney.
Yeah, no, Toluca is just a play on words right there. The Toluca, it's like Toluca Lakes is in Los Angeles. So instead of Toluca Lakes, it's Toluca Legs Turkey. Get it? Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
All right. Good night, Joy.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. We've got a caller from Jeff from Connecticut who one of these days I have to meet up with. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Hey, que bella Mongello.
Mongello, everyone.
I'm up here in Italian, Connecticut. Just wanted to let you know I just got home from dropping some kids up, the kids off stuff at the ice cream place, and I'm having a nice cup of Dole Whip Swirl sitting here while I'm listening to the last half hour of the show.
That's great.
Are you really?
Yeah, they sell Dole Whip in...
it's the best.
In Orange, Connecticut.
I had more time, I would have stopped and got a Wonka bar, but, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can't have it all.
Wonka bars are all over Greensboro now where I live.
Again, thanks to the podcast.
You have to go to Blockbuster Video to get them up here.
Yeah, they sell them at Blockbuster now. But it's not quite the same as having them in the parks. There's something about eating them in the parks, though.
I still remember the breakfast that you and I had at Chocolate Bars.
I remember the many meals
we've
had.
Except for Natulis and certain sleazy theaters. Nothing's the same as being at the parks.
That's right,
Joe. It's not. So what was so the last decent snack I had in Walt Disney World was in the Frontierland with my daughter. Did I tell you guys this? So it's like 11:15. We're getting ready for the parade at 11 o'clock. We go in and I get like a raspberry white chocolate chip cookie. Hannah orders this thing with M&Ms in it. It's in a little cupcake paper. And I thought it was some sort of brownie or something with M&Ms on it. It's actually solid chocolate with M&Ms embedded in it. And it's like an M&M chocolate bar. And she's eating that at 11:15 at night. I thought it was like a brownie. So I'm like, okay, brownie, that's the bet. It was like 4 ounces of chocolate that she's eating. And then we're leaving the park. It's like 1:30 in the morning. She wants a Dole Whip. And I wouldn't give it to her. That's when she said, you are so strict. At 1:30 in the morning. 1:30 in the morning, she's leaving me on parenting because I wouldn't give her ice cream. Oh, my God. It was hysterical.
You're evil.
It's not a bad snack.
From the stand at Rosie Brown, and then go over to watch Off Kilter.
It's not a bad. It's not bad at all, Jeff.
It works for me. You got a carb load.
Exactly.
You got a carb load. Yeah, that's right. Because it's part of your training regimen, right?
That's right. Okay. Now I've got a request for Newell. I'm going in for an angioplasty on Thursday, and I can bring my iPod in. So if you can have the last live show loaded up by Wednesday, I'd like to bring it in to listen to during the procedure.
I hope it's nothing serious.
No pressure.
I hope it's nothing serious.
No, it's just an angioplasty. You know, I've had a couple already.
He's getting an angioplasty, Newell.
No, I hear him. I said I can't upload that last show until July 1st.
Oh.
We can only upload one show per month because of the bandwidth issues. So we can only do one a month.
Live shows come up on census, but what do we care? He's making big bucks.
You know what? If you send me an email, I'll send it to you, you know, directly. I can send it to you directly.
That sounds like a plan.
It's the least I can do if you're going for a procedure.
That's right. You know, I want you guys to be in my head while they're sticking things up my groin and looking at my head.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, bye, Jeff.
Good luck.
407-278-5939. We should mention that if you're blocking your caller ID or if you're dope by default, we can't take your call, so you need to unblock your caller IDs in order to get through. It's star something. 82, star 82, sorry. I always forget. I'm sorry. Next call is from Larry from Maryland. And let's see if we can get Larry in here. Hey, Larry.
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
Doing all right. You guys are sounding good as always and enjoying the video, the webcast.
Thank you.
The webcams, rather, with it. Definitely making it rather interesting.
Good.
First off, I wanted to tell Len, I managed to pull out a surprise just a few minutes ago. I found my old 1996 edition of The Unofficial Guide, believe it or not.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
No problem. Wanted to ask, what did you guys think about the changes that Disney's making regarding charging per night instead of the rate you check in at being the rate you get? I noticed on the website today that it's now listing each night per rate, and I suspect that it's in prelude to the changes that have been rumored for 2008.
What do you think of them, Juan?
Yeah, I'm okay with it because I think it's going to help as much as it hurts. I think that's probably neutral in terms of like people who had booked in value season and then stayed through like peak or something like that. That's fine. The thing that's irritating me, and I know why they're doing it, but the thing that's irritating me is the $20 more per night for weekends, right? I mean, like, I understand why they're doing it. It's all supply and demand. For me, it's coming down to, when is it enough money? You know, when does Disney have enough of our money? I know it's all supply and demand, but Disney World is not the playground of the rich. I mean, you've got to have people who have of moderate income to be able to go and have fun. And at $500 a night, you know, for tickets and food and everything, it's just not, you can't, a lot of families can't do that.
I agree with you. And, you know, we had this conversation when we had Mary Waring on, and, you know, I complained then about this, you know, this gouging. Gouging is a bad word, I'll admit. It's just Disney is trying to squeeze as many nickels out of your pocket as they can, you know, and you know, when, I mean, it's demand. Go ahead, Len.
It is demand. Enough people who can't afford it that they don't see the problem yet. There will come a day when there's a backlash, I'm telling you.
I'm with you. I don't, you know, it's, you know, I mean, you know, it goes back to what, you know, Walt always wanted for it to be an affordable vacation for everybody. And, you know, that's, you know, when it's just, it's sad to see these things because, you know, it's definitely a boardroom decision that they're doing. And I understand
it certainly is.
I mean, I understand their side of things, but at the same time, it's Disney World. They're different from everybody else. That's why we go to Walt Disney World and we don't go anywhere else. We don't want to stay off site because it's Walt Disney World. So they answer to a different, it's almost like Hebrew National commercial. They answer to a higher authority, you know what I mean, than the rest of the tourist world does. That's why Disney has that level of service that we come to expect. But, you know, you can't hold yourself higher than everyone else, but then try to match yourself with everyone else. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I agree with you completely. We're going down. We went down for our honeymoon last October. We're going down again for a trip this October. And my wife, even though this is only her second trip down, has already said, and I'm agreeing with her, that come next time, if it's going to be that much higher, we'll stay off-site, do without the extra magic hours, and probably end up spending less money at Disney and hopefully having as good or better a time. And I've been going since the soft opening of the Magic Kingdom in September 71. So it pains me to say that, but Disney's pricing themselves right out of our market.
It's get, like Len said, I mean, you know, if you factor in the cost of your hotel, tickets, dining, gifts, it's very expensive. I mean, at times like this, I'm glad I don't have kids.
All right. Anyway, keep up the good work. And by the way, my noodle, put Beaker back up on the board. You need the extra pair of hands, I think. He's always good to help out with stuff.
Newell's got to switch his headset. He hears you. He's got to flip between the other calls. But we appreciate the call. Thanks, Larry.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. You know, we haven't talked about the whole thing with you know, the rate increase, but we've got a caller, Nate from Illinois.
Hi there.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, just wanted to say, this is actually my first one that I've listened to live, and it's a little overwhelming. You know, you got the audio and the chat room and the video, and it's kind of hard to keep track of everything.
I know.
But anyway, awesome. I just got back from Disney a couple weeks ago, and I had a couple observations. The first is I learned that it's impossible to make a wrong turn in Disney World because, you know, you'll drive down the street and see a big sign that says, Magic Kingdom, next right, and you'll, you know, blow straight past that and says, Magic Kingdom, straight ahead.
It's kind of like like, you know, like in GPS, if you have a GPS device and you miss the turn, it says recalculating. It's kind of like that. And, you know, you might not be taking the most direct route, certainly not the most direct route if you go that way, but it's nice, you know, it's a nice little thing how they, basically wherever you are on property, you can get to anywhere else on property via the signs. It's not bad at all.
But it'd be nice if they would tell you what the name of the road is as you drive past instead of just what's at the other end of it.
It's interesting. They do have names, but I guess it's Disney. They want to make it, you know, don't have to worry about what street you're on. It's more, you know, follow the signs.
Well, yeah, you know, because I look at the map and I learn the name, and then you're driving along and you have no idea where you are anyway. So, the other thing was I really actually enjoyed the evening Extra Magic Hours quite a lot. I'm actually not really one that does a lot of the thrill rides, so it wasn't so much for that, but it just, you know, being in the park in the evening, and I took a lot of pictures of, you know, everything all lit up, and, you know, Magic Kingdom to like 2 a.m. And
it depends. You know. Extra Magic Hours is, you know, I think we've mentioned it on the show before. A lot of it depends on the time of the year that you go. If you go during a slower time of the year, Extra Magic Hours are great. If you're going in the summertime when everyone else is there and it's pretty hot out, not such a great option.
Yeah, I think like by about 1:30 in the morning, though, there was not a whole lot of people out in the Magic Kingdom, and so got a lot of pictures there.
Great.
But then cool. The last thing, I was just wondering if I could get the award for the most convoluted travel itinerary to get to Disney World. I started out at my apartment and caught a city bus to the train station, and I took Amtrak from Champaign here up to Union Station in Chicago. And then from there, I walked a couple blocks down to the L station, dragged all my luggage down the staircase and caught the L up to O'Hare. Took a flew from O'Hare to Orlando, took the little train inside the airport up to the main terminal. Then I took Magical Express to the All-Stars. Got there at like 9:30 p.m., and so I figured may as well try and get to the Magic Kingdom in time to enjoy some stuff. And so I took the Disney bus to the Magic Kingdom, had to redeem an annual pass voucher, and I thought I had to go to the TTC, so I took the ferry boat up there. It was all closed, so I took the monorail back. Discovered that there was a ticket in the
room. Other than a segue,
I got my pass redeemed. we watched Wishes as we were driving on the bus through the toll plaza, so I missed that. But I got I got my pass redeemed at like 10:45 or something, and got into the Magic Kingdom in time to see Spectro Magic there at the 11 o'clock one, and then took the bus back to the hotel. So the only
someone in a cheddar bag. A horse to get there.
Well, actually, I thought about this, but the only mode of transit I don't think I took that day was a private automobile.
Oh, right. Roller skates. Yeah, that's funny. That's awesome.
Well, thanks for calling in, Nate, with the story. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. 407-278-5939. About a couple minutes left, so if you want to sneak your call in, now would be the time. And, I think it's been a great live show so far. We had, the chat room is bustling. We never had this many people in the chat room. It's fantastic to see. The webcams have been fun. What did you think of the webcam, Len? Have you enjoyed it?
Really? Yeah, I did. This is great. I'll have to keep it on when I'm working because people can see me intently hunched over my keyboard like this. My my daughter says, okay, and this is going to be a visual, so you guys aren't going to get it if you're just listening to the show, but for those of you on the webcam, this is what my daughter thinks I look like when I'm at work.
Well, you'll have to watch. Let's see.
Okay, you should record the webcam stuff too.
Save it for the webcam. 407-278-5939. Let's see if we can sneak a call or two in before the 10 o'clock hour.
It's been the Matt and Lynch. What's going on?
Yeah, where did Scopa fell asleep over there? He's looking for his plot over at the Haunted Mansion. You know, picking one out.
He's getting his fantasy football ready.
Scopa. I'm doing all the behind the scenes work. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. He's the only one who doesn't have a webcam, so he definitely went for
Just because you guys broke the pact tonight. Remember we had all agreed that we would do all the live shows naked, and now that you guys have the webcams, I'm the only one here naked.
Oh, not. God.
Oh, wow. No one's calling in now. Everyone just hung up. I'll forget this.
I got to go.
407-278-5939. We've had a great show. It's been a lot of fun. We talked to a lot of people. And don't forget that our next live show, again, is going to be on July 14th, live for Magic Meets. And we'll be doing some broadcasts there. The full schedule is going to be posted online on the website at wdwtoday.com. And, after the live show, the chat room doesn't close down, so I'm sure there'll be people in there. Usually the chat room doesn't empty out until, around midnight or so Eastern time. 10:05, right? Everyone piles out. If you're interested, a lot of people hang out over there. I think one time, Newell, weren't you in the room and it like didn't empty out until like 1 o'clock or something like that?
It was definitely after midnight, that's for sure.
Yeah. So people stay in there. So feel free to hang out for a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Something's going on in the Newell cam. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I'm putting. Yeah, baby bunnies.
Hold on. I've got to do this story. Hold on.
407-278-5939. We still have time for calls, so if you'd like to get yours in, call on now. And we've got requests.
I think this might be popular. So for the last 10 seconds of the show, we should turn our webcams black. I hear that's been pretty popular on TV lately.
We should. Is anyone excellent. Sopranos?
Newell, can you throw up some Journey in the background while we're doing this?
We should mention
this
also
Hillary Clinton video. Or what?
We should mention that on Tuesday, week, Newell?
Yes, it's this Tuesday.
Tuesday, they're doing the Live 365 is silencing all the broadcasts that includes Mouse World Radio in protest for those anticipated changes, which will in essence kill Mouse World Radio and along with pretty much all the other internet radio stations out there. So be sure to call your congressman or senator if you haven't already. I know a lot of our listeners have been great and they've already done that. But if you haven't, give your senator or representative a call. You can find the number, all the information about what's going on and the legislation that we need to get passed by Congress. You can go to wdwtoday.com on the right-hand side. You'll see the link to it. Because, I mean, really, this will if these changes go through, I mean, it'll be Mike Newell of New York on this podcast from now on.
I'll have nothing to bounce back on.
That's right. 407-278-5939. Newell, we're getting requests for eliminations after the live show. What do you say?
Is that what they want? They got it.
I'm all for it.
There you go. And the other thing we should mention before Live 365 kicks the bucket.
Hey.
If you have – one of the cool things that me and Newell have been playing with these past couple for me it's been a week or two now – has been you can actually listen to Live 365 on your cell phone. You need a smart cell phone, and I've hooked it up to my car via an FM transmitter from my cell phone. It's great. Nothing beats driving home from work or something like that and having Mouse World Radio in your car. It's amazing. So if you're if you have a smartphone like a Q phone or I'm not sure if it works with BlackBerry, you need to have Windows Mobile 5 or 6, and you can load it on there. Maybe Newell will post a link in the chat room if you're interested about that kind of stuff because it's really cool.
It is very cool. I've been beta testing it too, and it's Len's got to get it now.
I'll get an iPhone next week. I'll do video from or audio from that.
Well, that won't work because it's not Windows Mobile 5 or 6.
I can't listen to Mouse World Radio on my iPhone.
No, it's got to be Windows Mobile based.
Stupid.
And step away from the.
407-278-5939. Phone lines are open, and we've got a couple minutes. So if you want to get your call in,
I'm actually showing it on the webcam. I don't know if you can see it. But.
Oh, the Q phone.
Yeah, I'm actually showing what it looks like. Yeah,
I've got mine over on the other side of the room. So,
oh, sorry. There it goes, and it's on.
You're listening to Live 365. Now we'll have a weird echo, so that's
so if you want
great,
to get your
Newell.
Call in, I'm actually showing it on the webcam. I don't know if you can see it. Oh, the Q phone. Yeah.
407-278-5939. It's the coolest thing in the world. I mean, it's just when you first fire it up and, I was driving home one time at 9 o'clock. It was great. 407-278-5939.
Oh, we know Newell. Couldn't he just make CDs for us? And play those? I mean, couldn't we just send him our iPods and have him blow them up and then play the iPod? Wouldn't that be easier than the whole phone thing? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure Newell really wants to get into that. I just noticed that my my webcam has spiked, in fact, the amount of viewers I have, which is great. But at the end of the show, I decided to turn it on.
Yeah, there you go.
We've got, looks like it's going to be our last caller. It's going to be Justin from Illinois. Justin.
Yes.
Justin time.
Indiana.
Justin time. Barely in time.
Indiana.
Indiana.
Justin on the chat board from Indiana. I've got a question for you guys. You guys always talk about not using Disney transportation and driving your car. Well, this is the first time we've went and actually tried it to go to Epcot, and we liked it. It's okay. Did you know that with your resort parking pass, they get you into the parks as well? I didn't know that, and the guy at the front desk told me that, and it actually worked.
Say what? That again?
Like the parking pass you get when you stay at the resort. It'll say, you know, whatever. He said that that gets you into the park. You won't have to pay the $10 parking.
Yeah, if you're a Disney resort guest.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. That's common knowledge.
Yes.
I had no idea. But it actually works.
All resort guests have free parking. Yeah.
Yep. Annual pass holders and resort guests.
Right. Okay. That's excellent.
I thought you said
and
that.
Also,
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Good, Justin.
Also, the you guys talked about the fast pass return when you wait and do it after your actual return time, that you're less likely to do it at the more popular attractions. Well, I think it was Matt that got turned down at, what was it, Soarin'?
Soarin', yep.
Yeah, well, I was in Soarin', and I was asking the lady, what's the deal with this, what's the deal with this? She goes, oh, no, they never expire. And this was at the Soarin' key line.
We've actually tested this recently, too, and I think they're enforcing it the way they were.
It's back to just whenever you show up after it.
I guess it seems that way.
Yeah,
it always depended on the cast member, really. Some cared, some you know, are real sticklers and you know threw me out of line. But most people, most cast members in general don't really. As long as the time is after the current time, then it's fine. But it's with the new FastPass system with those barcodes, it's going to get increasingly more difficult to do this, to do the old FastPass swap idea, I think.
Any idea on what the barcodes are for yet? Has anybody found out?
I think the barcodes are just there to tell you the time at which you got them. If anyone has any barcode reading software, if any of our listeners have any barcode reading software, I would love to send you some FastPasses to tell me what it is that they say.
Did you notice that they have your ticket information on it? Have you seen the new Fast Passes?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, at the bottom, it has your ticket number.
What do you think they're trying to use that for? What could they gain?
I don't know unless it's part of the barcode.
We don't know if it's being stored or it's just being printed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're seeing it.
So on the bottom of the Fast Pass is your ticket information.
Right, but we don't know if it's being stored in a system, Len, or if it's just spitting it out like kind of like a routine function.
Surely it's they're using it for something.
Yeah, it's probably some kind of marketing thing, behind the scenes. It's just to figure out, they didn't want to invest in touringplans.com, so they decided to come up with their own system. Right, Len?
Very sneaky.
Exactly.
Well, I'm getting requests. Thanks for Illuminations. Little one's ready to hear it. I think you guys are about to finish.
That's right.
Where do I get Mike Newell? Where do I get the pre-show music for Illuminations? And I know Google's my friend.
Google is your friend, my friend.
And I've heard you say if you can hear it, you can record it. Give me some. How can I record it to have it for myself?
Do you know anything about torrents?
The software for my computer.
BitTorrent.
I've got into that.
Torrent.
Yeah, I've looked into that and the. I forget the site. It used to be something, MouseBits, now it's something different.
It's MouseBits.
I tried that and I didn't know if I just didn't understand it or what I was doing wrong.
Yeah, MouseBits is your best bet at this point. Without going through Google because even the news groups are sort of dead these days.
Yeah. It's true.
So what's the deal with the torrents? I couldn't understand it for the life of me.
If you just Google BitTorrents, it's pretty, BitTorrent how to or tutorial. I think you'll find Google is your friend.
Is there a system you would recommend to use with that? A program that works good.
Azeris is pretty good. AZEU, something like that. AZEARUS. Yeah, you'll see it.
All right, well, guys, thanks a bunch for the show. You guys are a real treat.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Justin.
All right, have a good weekend.
You
too. Most of it.
Bye bye. Oh, that's right. Tomorrow is
this
Monday.
Monday! Yep. Yes.
Well, we thank everyone who called in, everyone who came to the chat room, who looked at the webcams. We had a great time. Another fantastic live show. Mike Newell, my hat's off to you again for doing another fantastic technical job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Newell. And stay tuned to Mouse World Radio for Illuminations and Mike Newell's cat on his webcam. That's it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, you can visit the Walt Disney World Today website at www.wdwk.com. You can also email us at questions@wdwk.com if you didn't get your call in today. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This is Mouse World Radio.